page 87 of yesterday's San Francisco Chronicle had another cheerful, adorable photo of President Obama. This time he's jousting with Olympic fencer Tim Morehouse. Yes, and there was Michelle on the lawn gleefully watching the melee. Yet a 2x3 box inset to the story says, quote, Facebook poll on assassination taken down, close quote. A poll on the social networking site on assassination of President Obama? Truly shocked, I wondered what motivated this poll. Do you think it was the president's health care proposal? His hesitation in sending more troops to Afghanistan? Was it the bailout of corporate America? Or is it possibly race? The thing that troubles me most is the total rejection from the White House regarding the issue of race-related death threats, reaffirmed by White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. When Obama refers to teachable moments, I can't help but think this is the pinnacle, the Everest of teachable moments. Pull the race card. It's right up your sleeve, man. Would it take your breath away to hear President Obama say, yes, there are racially motivated acts, demonstrations, and declarations by the fundamentalist right wing in this country. We must confront racism as a nation like it's deadlier than the swine flu epidemic. What are the statistics on death by racism? I'd like to know the toll poverty alone has taken on the black community. Why won't our president speak out? Maybe he's afraid to come out of the closet for fear it would fan the flames. But if they are taking a poll on whether or not to assassinate him, then it's in the public hopper. And for him to ignore this leaves us with few options. I mean, if the president doesn't think it's a race problem, how do we mobilize to address it? If his life is being threatened because of fear and hatred, what a glorious moment to seize the bully pulpit and call a spade a spade. Is that a racist statement in itself, or does it refer to the fancy dark suit in a deck of cards? The conservative right-wing media is in the process of exemplifying racism as something the president himself is guilty of. The cover of Time magazine asks, "Is your baby racist?" Everybody's talking. But our first African-American president, nada. While I am called to protest these acts of treason, which a call for assassination is, Barack Obama denies the problem exists. I smell danger. Americans are armed to the teeth and hungry for conflict. Something is cooking on high. We need a leader who is willing to confront the elephant in the room. A leader who we can rally behind and for to give us a reason to take to the streets in demonstrations of peace, tolerance, understanding, and compassion, to teach the unteachable moment, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to dream the impossible dream. This is Sherry Glazer Love. For this and other archive commentaries, please go to my website at www.sherryglazer.com.